And now for something different, as our sense of place Philadelphia continues. Philadelphia has a brass band called the West Philadelphia Orchestra. They specialize in Balkan music. As they were rehearsing, they found a singer who knew this music growing up. We'll find out how this band grew, hear about their selection in the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert Contest, and more. We start with that singer, Petya Zamfirova, singing Zla Saba. West Philadelphia Orchestra. Petya Zamfirova, you sang that first piece. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was about?
So this is a kind of a playful tune, and it's in Bulgarian. because I feel more comfortable writing in Bulgarian still. It's called Zla Sudba, which means ill fortune, but it's nothing really mean or evil about it. It's just a playful tune about, moving too fast in some sort of a relationship. And, somebody says, well, hold on, slow down, take your time. Let's have fun first.
So it's good advice.
Yeah.
Yes, good. Well, I want to find out a little bit about how this, at least today, 14-member aggregation got together, and a little bit of history of the band. How many, who am I talking to?
Steve Duffy.
Hey, Steve, how long ago did this come together?
About 8 years or 9 years now. We started as a jam session on a West Philadelphia porch. Our founding member, Greg Mervine, he had a bunch of charts from some bands that he played in Philly or up in New York and brought it down here, and we all just started kind of jamming. And then as more people joined the band, more brass players joined, and Larry he brought a bunch of different charts from these places from Serbia, and he actually probably knows a little bit more about that if you want to go to him.
Larry, first of all, what is the instrument you're playing?
I play baritone horn.
Well, tell me about these early pieces.
Yeah, I discovered this music online, and I've always wanted to start a band like this that were sort of more brass heavy, not knowing that West Philadelphia Orchestra at the time was a little bit more string heavy. I was doing a jazz gig with Greg Mervine, and I was just asking him what's new, what kind of new projects he's been into, and he mentioned this, and my eyes kind of widened. I said, oh, I've been writing arrangements, wanting to start a band. And put a band together, and so we decided to join forces, and then I kind of called some more brass player friends, and more and more people showed up, and some people dropped out, and here we are.
Now, how far does the repertoire go? Is it exclusively Balkan from that area?
Yeah, well, it's funny, the term Balkan kind of includes Greece and Turkey, but those are completely different music from this. So it's, I guess, more like Slavic and Gypsy influenced, mainly from Serbia, Macedonia, some tunes from there. And we also play a Romanian tune, a Hungarian tune, bunch. But we also have individuals in the band who compose tunes, which is great in this sort of vein.
Well, let's hear more. What do you all want to do next?
I believe we're going to play a song called Truck on Fire, composed by our clarinetist Larry Goldfinger. We'll be right back.
never pay again. But when you ran, you came up to me a tramp, a drunk, your only friend. Those songs are true, yeah, but even true songs can't your heart defend. They beat us still. There's nothing left to mend, so with you fly. I held on your hand and said I'd always hold it tight. But then they came when I said the guards without fail appear. Just as you step, the viper is always near. Out on the lawn, they're waiting with their smiles in the moonlight, softly shining. Now the chicken's dancing like a wind up in his cage. Drop my coconut and I fire his terrific rage.
West Philadelphia Orchestra, Truck on Fire. Petya, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about how you became part of this band, because it sounds to me like it was kind of happenstance.
So there's a little story about that. When Larry and Steve were saying how the band started in West Philly, just reading charts. But I used to go to, on Wednesdays, a Fume, listen to Greg's band play jazz. And then one night I'm going there and I hear out of the window, I hear like a Goran Bregovic tune, stuff that I grew up with. And I just like run up the stairs. And that was it. I was, you know, blown away that there's music like that happening in Philly. But it wasn't until two years later. I was singing already with a folk group called Svitania, local also Philly. And we kind of crossed paths together and we decided to try on a few tunes and started from then on.
You mentioned you're most comfortable writing in Bulgarian. Is that where you're from?
Yeah, I grew up there.
So how did you end up here from Bulgaria?
My dad won the lottery for a green card and was not really like looking for coming here, but decided to try it out. And so we moved back and forth a few times and then eventually ended up in Baltimore. But then I guess I was drawn, something drew me to Philly, and now it's my second hometown. Especially with West Philadelphia Orchestra in there.
Most people are drawn to Philadelphia, so there you go. I'm going to wander around here. I'm sorry, I definitely have to talk to the sousaphone player.
Oh, dear, oh my.
What's your name?
Jimmy Parker, my name.
And you play the sousaphone. Is yours the hardest job in the band?
I don't know. It's probably the heaviest instrument in the band, but, you know, actually, I tell people I used to be, before I started playing, I was 6'2" and skinny. So, you know, gravity's been tough one of these years. So,
ba-doom. What do you do when you're not playing in the band?
Well, I play with a lot of other bands. Actually, I played with, you know, lots of brass bands in the city over the years. You know, actually, currently, right now, I just took a job working with the city of Philadelphia, which is kind of an interesting thing that I'm doing.
Excellent. The baritone, when I look at pictures of other, like Fanfare, Giacarlia, or whatever, there seems to be more baritones than any other instrument in those bands. Is there a reason for that?
The reason it being is that they each play a note of the chord. We can only play one note. So it's advantageous to have at least three to make the triad. However, a fourth is always great, good, because we need to breathe. So when one of us takes a breath, the likelihood of the other three not breathing is high. So that's good. And plus, it's also a tiring instrument since we're kind of constantly playing almost the entire time.
Well, let's isolate that. Let's get a chord from the baritone section.
One, two, three.
Yeah, indeed. I take back what I said about the sousaphones. That may well be the hardest instrument of the band. You guys got a lot of recognition from the folks at All Songs Considered with their Tiny Desk concert contest, where I think there were 7,000 entries from around the country of all different bands filming themselves in front of a tiny desk. And in your video, the desk was definitely a tiny part of the video because the band is so big. But you came up in the top 10, and I understand the concept for this video was your idea?
Yeah, I think a few of us thought about the idea, but we've been playing at this place called Material Culture, and we have shows there every once in a while, and it's this huge, like, imported furniture warehouse. And I think it was like a few weeks after we played there that I saw the Tiny Desk concert contest online, and I just kind of wanted to challenge us to see, like, logistically if all 14 of us could actually show up on this, like, Thursday night with no money to make a video with no promise of anything after that. And it worked. And we got more people. We got dancers, people that I affectionately call our super fans, that are like some of our best friends that just showed up and kind of recreated our monthly dance party.
Yeah, the best videos of you guys, that is a great video, but the best are the ones that show the kind of chaos of the parties. And that's all something you're shooting for, I would think.
Yeah, we actually have a video coming out fairly soon, within the week, that is live shot at our monthly dance party that we do at Underground Arts.
Another place here in Philadelphia. Well, our sense of place continues with more from the West Philadelphia Orchestra. And what's next?
The next song is another original called Super Lunch.
Lips and some music start over again. We
drunken stones as we may see. But those horns are making sounds so
Super Lunch, finishing up our set today from the West Philadelphia Orchestra. Another example of what goes on in our city as we explore it with our sense of place. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Total real treat. Thank you. The West Philadelphia Orchestra, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.